Empower WYXR's mission with monthly contributions. Become a sustaining member today at sustainer.wyxr.org.
Midday news brief. A new Andrew Michael restaurant is coming to Germantown. Jennifer Chandler says chefs Andy Tyser and Michael Hudman confirmed on Monday they will open a new two-story restaurant called Josephine Estelle later this year within the standard Germantown development.
Tyser and Hudman hope to have the restaurant, which is named after their daughters, open in late summer or early fall. Hudman said the new restaurant will be a marriage of Andrew Michael and Catherine and Mary's, the chef's first Memphis restaurant and their downtown location. The two had a restaurant in New Orleans under the Josephine Estelle name until last year, but it closed when the Ace Hotel was sold to Hyatt. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Jennifer Chandler.
Construction of Tennessee's largest outpatient clinic for veterans is underway in Millington. The clinic will be the 10th community-based outpatient clinic under the Memphis VA healthcare system umbrella, which covers more than 50 counties in West Tennessee, Eastern Arkansas, and North Mississippi. Early last month, the Veterans Administration broke ground on the new Millington community-based outpatient clinic on Union Road, the former site of E.A. Harold Elementary School. The original plan was to remodel the school building as a healthcare clinic, but Joseph Vaughn, CEO of the Memphis VA healthcare system, said he knew it would be filled to capacity within days of opening. Instead, the school building was raised to make way for a new facility that could accommodate the growing needs of local veterans. For Ashley Mackey, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
I'm working hard day and night, trying to satisfy your needs. Yeah. The more I do for you, baby, the less you are.
Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you know what you're listening to, right? WYXR 91.7, Raised by the Sound, baby. Yes, we are Raised by the Sound, and we're super excited about what's going to take place in the studios of WYXR. And let's have a talk with Talisa. I'm super excited to have some amazing young women in the studio with me today. They're from Hutchison School, y'all. Young women that's doing absolutely incredible things, y'all. And I can't wait for you to hear all the things that they're doing. You know, in Memphis, Tennessee, there are so many amazing schools. But one thing about, we all know the mission and the leadership of Hutchison really makes a difference in the lives of our young women, because they're dedicated to academic excellence and to the parallel development of the mind, the body, and the spirit as it educates young women for success in college and for the lives of integrity and responsible citizenship. Baby, don't that mean some of our young women have integrity? Let me tell you, in a world that we're living in today, if we can teach our young people at a very early age, have integrity, love yourself, love your mind, love your body, and show enough, be rooted to your soul, baby. I cannot wait to talk to these young ladies, and they have an amazing leadership with them. And it's just a blessing to be right here in the Crosstown Concourse, to be able to impact the lives of so many young people and all that may come through this space. But today we're super excited to have young women that is doing absolutely incredible things over at Hutchison. They have a thing called them. They're Hutchison Strong. I love it. I love it. I don't know about you, but it's nothing like seeing a strong woman, strong woman, strong woman. And that's what they are. They're very strong women, and they're going to be an asset to our society. I don't know about y'all. I know Love Memphis, and I know you do too. And to have these young women that is getting a great education right here in the city of Memphis, they love Memphis, y'all. And so we want them to do whatever they're going to do and come on back to Memphis and continue to ignite change and ignite all the things they have learned at Hutchinson School. So I'm going to give you a little song because I think they're coming in. Oh, they're already here, y'all. They're in the studio with me. So let me take a little break. Let y'all hear a little good morning music, and we'll be back and we'll talk with the amazing young ladies of Hutchinson School right here on WYXR. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Welcome back right here to Let's Have a Talk with Talisa Franklin right here in the great studios of WYXR 91.7. Listen, I told you all that we have some amazing young ladies in the studio, right? So you know I'm going to have to let them run their mouth, honey. You can't be in here with me that loves to run my mouth and you don't run their mouth. So let me tell you, I'm so grateful we have amazing young people in the studio, and I cannot wait to get all in their Kool-Aid, y'all. So I don't know what kind of Kool-Aid they get, but they're going to be drinking this good positivity Kool-Aid. Why? Because they believe in the mission of where they're being educated. They believe that they have academic excellence. So you know I'm going to have to ask them where they're going out to school, right? Because I want to come challenge them. If they're leaving Memphis, I need them to come back to Memphis, right, y'all, and make a big difference in our city. But there also are young women that are living the life of integrity and responsible citizenship. Hello there, my ladies. How are y'all?
Hi, good. How are you?
I am so happy to have y'all here. So I got a whole group of beautiful young ladies. So let's start off. Tell us your name and tell us what grade are you in.
My name is Maddie Harriman, and I'm a junior at Hutchinson.
All right, Elle and Maddie, so tell me, what do you all like most about being a Hutchinson girl?
I love the community so much. I feel like everyone here is just so supportive of each other, and like there's a place for everyone, and I love that. And the teachers are just, like, every single one of them is fantastic. And like it's just so refreshing and nice to go to such an amazing school and know that I can have like a good day every single day. So
that's every single day,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I love it. So tell us what you love about Hutchinson, sweetheart.
I love the community and also the like opportunities that the teachers have allowed us to have. And mm-hmm. like,
they just think about us and like care about us so much, and they really want us to have like a good future, and like they set us up really well for college and what we're gonna do after college.
I love it. So college. So I'm one of these girls that I told my boys when they went off, I said, don't y'all get stuck away, right? Because I need y'all to come back to Memphis and make a difference. And so talk about college. You have you already planned on where you want to go? Who have you already started sending out your stuff? And tell me that you want to come back to Memphis and serve, all right? Because I really want to hear that, right? Because yes. I feel that Memphis is going to be so much greater because we have all your beautiful Hutchinson girls going to do what you're going to do and come back and make an impact. So tell me about your school and tell me your plans for your future.
Well, that's a tough question. It's definitely one that I've been thinking of a lot recently, and it's a very stressful thought, but it's also exciting. And like, it's nice to know that I have a lot of options and like opportunities that I can take different routes. Right now, my top school is University of Virginia.
Okay.
Which that is, you know, it's a hefty goal. But I think if I give the right amount of time and dedication, then I can do it. But yes, of course, I will come back to Memphis. I can't imagine never coming back after I go to college. Like, I have so many friends here and so much family, and like I need to come back and see my teachers and my school. I can't imagine not coming back to Memphis when I'm older.
I pray blessings on your life.
Thank
and
you
go do all that stuff in Virginia and you come on back to the M-Town.
Yes,
all right?
Of course.
All right now. Come on, Elle, tell us about you, baby.
Well, I'm thinking of maybe going to University of Tennessee, go Vols.
Okay.
Because a lot of my family members have gone there.
Okay.
And I'm really into medical things, so I want to do their nursing program if I could get into that, because they have like a really good nursing program.
Yeah.
And I want to like travel the world doing nursing for a little bit and then maybe come back and work at like La Bonne or somewhere and be a nurse there.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, I tell you personally, I praise God's blessings on your life to fulfill your dreams and remember all the great things you learned at Hutchinson. And remember Memphis, okay? So everywhere you go, you represent the M-Town. Yes. And you got to continue to represent it well, all right? So let me let two of my other little babies that want to jump in. Come on, just jump on in and jump on the mic. So y'all listen, we're doing a change out because it is imperative that our young people be able to get on the mic. And I want to hear. Don't y'all want to hear what they got to say, y'all? They got a lot of things to say. And I believe they got some good stuff that's going to really help us to make us know that we can love our young people even the more, especially our young ladies, y'all. So let's dive in this conversation. Hello there, my ladies. How are y'all?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So my little girl, what's this? A heart on your cheek?
Yes.
Oh, it's all about the love. It's all about the love. So do me a favor, y'all beautiful Hutchinson girls. Tell me your name. And what grade are you in? You can start with me, my heart baby.
Yes, ma'am. So my name is Sophia Henderson, and I'm a junior at Hutchinson.
I'm Dottie Higginbotham, and I'm a sophomore at Hutchinson.
All right. So y'all do me a big favor. Tell me, what do you love about being a Hutchinson girl?
I guess I'll start.
Okay.
For me, personally, I just love all the academic opportunities that my school provides. For example, being here today and being able to talk with you on this radio is a big opportunity. And they also help with finding internships and summer programs to help further enrich your knowledge.
Oh, now that's summer interns are critical mm-hmm. for your next level success. Tell me about why do you love Hutchinson?
I love Hutchinson personally because of the teachers and the staff there. They offer us, again, such amazing opportunities, and they always just would love to talk to you. Like, you can talk to any single one of them about your day, and they will always engage with you. And just especially just the community and the environment they set up, I can truly feel like I can be myself and put out my best work and be the best person I can be there.
I love that. I love that. So tell me, I know you guys are got a few more years on this thing about where is college life and what am I doing? Tell me, what do you plan to do for college and what do you plan to impact? And I really hope you never forget about Memphis, right? Because I'm all about that
never.
Girl. Let's never forget about the M-Town. All right.
I think for me, I personally love Tulane University. It's in New Orleans, which is very similar to Memphis,
yeah.
not too far away. And I would personally love to go into finance. Just, it's my family has a company here, so I would love to come back to Memphis and help my family in their company.
Good idea. And then when you go to New Orleans, baby, the gumbo.
It's so good. Ooh, I love the food there. That's probably the reason why I'm kind of leaning towards, like, I love the food.
I'm a foodie, right? So don't Absolutely. Make me come to your house and be like, I don't want no fried chicken. I want some gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Tell me about your college and what you plan to do, sweetheart.
So for me, I've always had a passion for animals, so I would love to major in animal science. As for colleges, I have a few options. Okay. My top are like Xavier in Ooh. New Orleans, and then Tuskegee and University of Michigan. So just to, you know, go there to major in animal science and become a veterinarian, hopefully.
I love it. Yes, I ma'am. Love it. And, you know, I just love your passion, and you guys have direction. Mm-hmm. And so I believe a lot of that came from the foundations of what you're learning every day at Hutchinson and what the teachers and the educators are speaking into your life. Yes. You know, as a young girl, I remember when I was young, right? I never forgot my teachers. I got a teacher named Susan Brooks, and her husband was Dr. Lloyd Brooks of University of Memphis. And I never forget her, right? Mm-hmm. We was able to sit on a board, and everybody know before board meeting was like, I got to honor her, right? Because the things she taught me made me who I am today, because she loved me when I didn't even know who LaLisa was, right? Mm-hmm. And so y'all value those relationships because they're going to mean a lot. You want to say anything? I should have asked other young. And you want to say anything about your parents? Because your parents sacrificed for you guys to go to Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. Shout out your parents.
Just thank you. I'm so grateful for my parents because they always support me no matter what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And they're always willing to take time out of their day or take money out of their wallets to help my education. And I'm so, so grateful, especially for all the parents who donate extra money to the school. It's so important just to continue the mission and everything we need.
I love it.
I would not be here without my parents. Like, my parents support me in everything I do, like she said, and they also provide so many opportunities for me, and they care about what I care about.
Yeah.
And so I just love the support that they give me throughout my journey in life.
I love it. I need my other babies, Elle and y'all. Y'all come back, because we didn't say nothing about your mommies. Y'all come on back on this mic, y'all. Thank you, ladies. Y'all, let me tell y'all, we're having a great time and having a great conversation with the young ladies of Hutchinson School, y'all. These young ladies are doing absolutely incredible things, and I believe when I look at them maybe 4 to 5 years later, they'll be getting their degrees, and then another 6 years, they'll have their doctorate. They'll be doing all that great stuff, right? They're going to exceed all of my little expectations, right? But I want these young ladies to talk. We didn't get a chance to shout out their parents. Shout out to the mommies and the daddies, y'all, because I love when my boy shouts out me. I have one son, y'all, and he's in college, and I love him so much. And I love when he calls my name. So y'all call your parents' name. All right, y'all, our babies are back on. So tell us about your parents, and thank your parents for the investment they're making in your life.
I am so beyond grateful every single day for my parents, Morgan and Brad. And also I have my stepmom, Kira. They're all, like, my favorite people ever to, like, that I've ever met, ever known.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do without them, honestly. And I'm not even just saying that to be a suck up or anything. Like, I am just genuinely so grateful for them.
Yeah.
And, like, they make my life better. They genuinely care so much for me. And it shows, and I'm just so grateful for them. And I would not be where I am today without them.
Yes, yes. Come on, sweetheart.
Shout out Greg and Sissy. Love them. They have really just given, like, helped me have the opportunity of going to Hutchinson and always pushed me, like, to be the best that I can. And whenever I need it, they've always been, like, my support system. And they've, like, just always been there for me. And I'm so grateful because I don't know what I would do without them.
That's right. Y'all don't know what y'all do without great parents, right? Because exactly. I'm a great mama. I brag on myself, y'all. So let me let two other young babies come in and get on the mic. Let me tell y'all something. It is a blessing to have amazing children. But many times, children, I want you to always know it's a blessing to have amazing parents, right? Because our parents don't have to be great. And sometimes when you have an amazing parents and amazing people that step in as parents, we can never thank them enough. So y'all, you know what? I got two more. More little cuties. They're on the microphone right here from Hutchinson School. So tell us, young ladies, what grade you are and what do you love most about Hutchinson?
Okay, hi, I'm Kennedy Gag. I'm a sophomore at Hutchinson, and I love
the community and the opportunities at Hutchison most. Coming from, my dad was a Navy pilot, so I've moved around a lot in my life, and Hutchison has definitely been one of the most welcoming schools I've been to. I've been to like 9, so it's like a big shout out to Hutchison, but I really like the opportunities that it has to offer me for my future.
I love it. Come on, sweetheart.
My name is Claire Hallam, and I'm also a sophomore at Hutchison, and I love all the opportunities that we have and all the communities we get to be a part of at Hutchison, and all the like clubs and councils and things that they offer. So you get so many different people to reach out to and talk to, and so many different communities you have to support you.
I love it. So talk about, what do you aspire for your higher education? What college you plan to go to, and what do you want to do to really impact Memphis and your life?
I'm not sure where I want to go yet. I play lacrosse, so I don't know if I want to like go to school for lacrosse yet or not. I tore my ACL last May, so it makes me want to go more towards like the surgeon route, like orthopedic surgery. Okay. So if I go to college and then come back here and work for like Campbell Clinic or something like that, just to help like more kids like me who like struggle with an injury, and just showing them that it will be all right. Everything happens for a reason.
I love that inspiration, girl. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, sweetheart.
Mine is kind of similar to Elle's. I also want to go to Tennessee, go Vols. Okay. And I want to either be a surgeon also, or go into like baby and delivery doctor and NICU nurse and something like that, and maybe come back and work at Methodist or Baptist.
I love it. Back. I love it. Now, I'm absolutely loving this wanting to serve, because I'm going to tell you, many young people, we're going to need y'all, because, you know, there's going to be, you know, as we go to bed and get back up, we're getting a little younger and y'all are getting a little older, right? Because we still young. You ain't going to never tell me that I'm old yet. So tell me, shout out your parents, because many times I used to didn't think my son understood the investment I was doing in for him, right? Because I was like, you don't care. I'm just your non-paid Uber, right? And I really didn't. Even when I bought him a vehicle, I was like, you ain't giving me this energy, right? Because I didn't have this growing up. So kind of shout out to your parents, because they're investing in a whole lot of their time, their talent, and their finances, right? To make sure you all have the best education this side of heaven. So go ahead and shout out with your parents.
Okay, shout out my dad, Patrick, and my mom, Libby, because I truly wouldn't be here without them. Like I said, I've moved around a bunch, and my parents have always been on their research grind, trying to find like the best school for me and my sister, Bailey, to go to, and my little sister, Teenie, and just trying to find the best education and opportunities for us. So I really do appreciate that, because they're just setting us up for success in the future.
Absolutely. Come on, sweetheart.
And shout out to my mom, Rachel. I'm so glad that she chose to send me to Hutchison, and that I get all these amazing opportunities, and that all she does for me, and that whatever I want to do, she's supportive of that.
I love it. I love it, because that means something, right? Mm-hmm. Because y'all be needing us to take you somewhere until y'all can drive on y'all, right? So y'all listen, I have some beautiful ladies right in the studio. I just want every young lady to y'all switch out for me, babies. All right, so again, y'all, we're having a great conversation in the studios of WYXR 91.7. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, and I am so blessed by these young ladies' presence, because when I think about the mission and the leadership of Hutchison School, I'm telling you, I'm seeing their mission that they're living through these young ladies, because when I see these ladies, they have academic excellence at heart, right? And there are also young women that are knowing that they will be successful in college, and they really have great integrity. I'm watching how they're being supportive of each other, getting on the mic. They're not trying to take all the mic time, so they learn how to share. So I'm digging this, y'all. I'm digging it. So again, y'all, I'm Dr. Talisa Franklin right here in the studios of WYXR, and I have some more beautiful Hutchison girls. Tell us your name and tell them what grade you're in, sweetheart.
Hi, I'm Stella Dyer.
I'm Bella.
Okay.
Sophomores.
Sophomores in the house. Okay. So tell our listeners of WYXR, and on Facebook Live. Hey, y'all. I'm sorry I'm not engaged with y'all. These young ladies got all of my attention, okay? All right, y'all. Tell me, what do you love about Hutchison High School?
I personally love the community. I love everyone there that I've met, including, like, all the relationships I've had with the teachers and the staff. They really do, like, they're so supportive, they're welcoming, and they really provide you with the best opportunities.
Love it.
Not to sound like a broken record, but also the community. Because not only is it a really good school, but all the girls are very close with each other. All the teachers seem close with the students. Like, everybody just has, like, a place, and that's nice, alongside the good academics.
Yeah, the academics is really ding-a-ding. So tell me, what is your plans for your future? What, you know, I know you're just a sophomore. You got a couple more years. But, you know, I think we all start thinking about that when we get to sophomore. Lord knows when we get to junior and senior. Talk about college and what do you aspire to be. Because I believe whatever you aspire to be, if you work hard, you can be it, right?
I really want to go to UC Santa Barbara. And I'm really interested in marketing. I love meeting new people and just creating relationships with everyone because I love to travel. So,
yeah, because you want to go where to Santa Barbara. That's a way away. So, in other words, your mom and them cannot just jump in the car and come see you 2 hours away, right? They don't have to really fly across the world to see their daughter. I love it. What about you, sweetheart?
I'm looking for a community and an environment alongside a really good school, and I like mountains and cold weather and the rain, so I was thinking up north, and I'm also very into the government and politics, so something with a good political economic program, something good that'll get me into law or politics or something around that
area. I love it. You got your laser focus. You want to travel way away. But one thing about, if you go to that side of the coast, there's probably going to be a lot of marketing and promotion with major corporations. Or you may only build your own firm, right? And show them how you could do it under your leadership, right? And then what you're wanting to do, of course, in government and law, we need that baby, okay? We need it. And we need people with integrity, right? And so one thing I believe that if that, whatever route you go, you'll walk with integrity and people will follow you because integrity is everything. Did I get all my young ladies for? I got everybody. All right. So then let's talk about this. Let's just kind of dive in. And so I need all y'all to kind of, we're going to share some mics. And you can stay there. And I need y'all to pull your chair or y'all may have to stay in. And so it's going to be like for whoever want to talk can just jump in the mic. And you don't have to have headphones. It's just I be needing because I'm a little younger than y'all. Right? Okay. And so it helps me. So let's just talk about if you had to say, what would you say to a young girl? Because I believe your generation has, you guys have the formula to change. Like right now, we're seeing a lot of things that's happening in your generation because of social media and what other people perceive. What would you say to another young lady that probably never got the foundational tools of what you guys are getting at Hutchinson? How would you speak into their life so their life can go to the next level? Because a lot of young people now are moved by what other people say. How do you tell them? I tell people, you'll listen to me say this in my brain, I am the best version of me that I can be because everybody else is taken, right? Can't nobody else be a crazy Talisa. I am she, and I know that, right? And I'm unapologetically who I am. Well, what would somebody, anybody want to jump on a mic and jump, okay? And say what you say to a young person because it's imperative because you can see a young person don't know who they are and you may can say something to them to change their life and I'll say something to them and they think I'm just too old. I don't know nothing, right? So go ahead and share.
As someone who is pretty like shy, I would say it's a lot easier to make friends than you assume. Like being a girl, you assume that it's, you know, you have your set group of friends, but it's really, really easy to make friends and meet new people if you just go up to them first. And then high school's nowhere near as scary as everybody assumes it's gonna be. The grades, I mean, if you just pay attention and take notes, you're gonna do fine. You're not gonna have this catastrophic high school experience. So really there's no need to worry. Just like go talk to people. You got it, you're okay.
I love it. Just pull the mic over and talk. Come on, sweetheart. How you? Yeah.
I would also say to like stay true to yourself because your friends will come and go. And I feel like faking who you really are just to be friends with somebody, it never works out. So just like be like brutally you and then other people will want to be around you because of your energy.
Because of your energy, girl. Who else? You want to say something? Look, she's ready. Come on, my sister.
I would say to really do what you love and like don't feel like kind of what they were saying, but like don't feel bad about it. Don't let anyone else make you feel bad about it because do what you love and be passionate about it and do it the best you can because like then you'll enjoy yourself and life more. So.
Yeah. And so I'm listening to you all. I wish I had y'all when I was in school, right? So let me give y'all a crazy story about me. So many people think that because I talk a lot, I like to have fun. But when I was in school, I was very shy. I got bullied, right? I didn't know what bully was, right? And so there was a young girl, I rode the bus because I came from poverty, right? We were broke, right? We were flat foot broke. And so I laugh at my son. We go up to Starbucks and we spend $20 for something and he don't even think it's nothing. And I say, man, ain't no way we could have spent $20 when I was in school. But I remember in school, there was other children had a lot more. And so some people made fun of me because I didn't have a lot, right? My grandparents, I was raised by my grandparents. My mom then was sick. So I didn't have a lot, right? And so I had the buddy tennis shoes. I had nothing, but all I had was a smile, right? And I would go to school and the teachers would be very great to me. Like I will tell you about my teacher, Mrs. Brooks. She was like, that was my safe place, right? But I never forgot the friends in high school that made me feel good. Cause they may have had more than I had, but they never looked at me like I was so bad, right? And so I make sure I tell young people, just because you see somebody here, you don't never know the struggles I had to get there, right? And so you may be having somebody that can't go to a Hutchinson. They may have to go to another school and they're very challenging. You may see them at Starbucks. You may see them at Wingstop. You may see them out. And you can't ever judge people's story because you never know they grow up, right? And then there's some people that judge my story, literally judge my story. And now when they see me, it's hard for them to look me in my face, right? And one of them told me, how did you make it, right? And I was like, because I had determination. I wasn't allowing what you said about me to determine who I was, right? I'm very spiritual. And there is a paraphrase in the Bible that says, the poor will be with you always. And I would always say, but I never read my name. So I don't have to be poor, right? And so you don't have to make sure you're poor in mind. So be very mindful of what you all learn at Hutchinson with integrity and loving people, because we never know where that person may be later on. And that person may be the person that can help you, because sometimes the tables turn, right? And so it is imperative that you guys set goals, you got aspirations, but know who you are, right? And you got to get to the point, it doesn't matter what other people are saying about you and you and you and you, is what do you say about yourself? Y'all, if anybody doing affirmations, like I say affirmations to myself all the time. I have my son who's speaking to me. He didn't even understand it, but now he gets it. He's older, because a lot of times, and now with y'all world, with social media will tell you who you are versus you knowing who you are. So it's going to be imperative that you guys look yourself in the mirror and say, I am. Even if you're having a challenge today at school, it's okay. All of us have challenges. But what do you do after the challenge? Do you keep fighting or do you give up, right? And so let's make sure that we are continue to fight, continue to know who you are, right? And if you need help, ask for it, right? And love people. One thing in Memphis, have anybody have any comments of what you're seeing in Memphis, what you could say to somebody in Memphis, probably my age, right, that can make the light bulb turn off and say, be kind. Like I started this movie called Be Kind 901. So many of y'all may or may not see my billboard. So if you drive through the city of Memphis, you see the billboard that say, God loves you. You're amazing. Be kind. That's me, right? And I do those billboards because I want people to be nice to each other, right? I want people to know that you're amazing. Despite what's going on, you are amazing. What can you tell somebody in Memphis that can be the one thing that can maybe change the way people feel about Memphis? Because I don't know about y'all, I get tired of everybody seeing how bad Memphis is. But I know Memphis is great because I'm here, right? You're here. Hutchinson is here. So what can you say to somebody that always thinks the negative of Memphis, how we can build the positivity of Memphis? Come on. Be careful.
It's really important to, in today's world, to extend empathy, I think, yeah, because it is so important to realize that everyone has a different story and everyone goes through their days differently from everyone else. Yeah. Like, everyone has a different backstory. Everyone handles things differently. Like, it's just so important to realize that. And I think that the world can really, truly be a better place. Maybe this is cliche, but it's very, very true and accurate that if you think about what other people are going through and you empathize with them and not just disregard that, then everyone can, build off of that and learn to be kind to one another.
And you know, the word empathy is really a big word, y'all. It's only a few letters, but it's a big word. And we learn to have empathy for others, we can start seeing things different, right? And so you never know, again, we never know what somebody's going through. We never know how your smile or your reaction, even when you're walking into your school, right? So you have teachers and you don't know what they're going through in their own personal lives, but they get up every single day and say, I'm gonna make a difference in their life. They're never forgive me. I never forgot my teacher, Mrs. Susan Brooks. Never forgot her, never forgot Dr. Lloyd Brooks, because they poured into me when I had no clue who I was, right? But they saw something in me, right? And so I want you all to kind of think about that one teacher, not to get the other teachers mad, but I want us to shout out that one teacher that really makes your day every time you see them. And why, right? Because I'm telling you, there are some teachers, just to hear you say, when I hear young people say what I've done in their life, I'd be like, wow. Wow, I did that, right? Because you do things not knowing. So can you be good to people? Can you be nice to people not knowing you're doing it, but you're just doing it because that's who you are, right? So who want to jump in and talk? Come on, girl.
I have a couple of shout-outs.
Yeah, okay, come on.
Shout out Mr. Francis. Also, RIP, we miss you at Hutchison. Maybe if you're listening, I don't know. But and Mr. Askew, because you are just so kind and you make the Hutchison community better.
Oh, that's sweet. All right. Who want to jump in? Come on.
Senora Evans. I think she is the nicest woman in the entire world. I love her. And I feel like she always puts in extra effort to like make sure every student understands what we're learning. I love her. She's my favorite.
Oh, how sweet. Y'all can just...
So along with Senora Evans, I just want to thank Senora Akers and Senora Adams, because no matter what, y'all always... listen to what I have to say, and you always make sure to help me out. I also want to shout out both my math teachers, Miss Rayford and Miss Gibson, because y'all did not give up on me, even though I'm not the best at math. So thank you.
You're not the best at math now.
Now.
Because in the future, girl, you're going to be a numbers queen, boo. You're gonna rock them numbers. All right, just jump in, y'all. Listen, we fluid. I told y'all. I don't do no instruction. We fluid. I couldn't be a teacher because we'd be eating popcorn today and eating shrimp and grits tomorrow. I don't know. All right, jump in.
Shout out Mr. Epley. He's the sweetest man and never fails to make me smile, and he's really funny.
I love it.
Shout out Senora Adams and Miss Boswell, because they have always helped me, even like just through my hard times I've had, they've always been there to support me.
Awesome. Yeah, girl.
Shout out Miss Reem, because she's always so nice, and Mr. Askew, because he always tries to put a smile on our faces.
Okay.
Okay, shout out Senora Adams, because she always wants the best for you and gives you the best opportunities.
Then what Miss Adams teach you? Because y'all must love her. What she must got the good snacks or something in the room. You good?
I forgot. Oh, shout out Miss McCausland. Even though, you know, your class is definitely a struggle, I am so grateful for it now, and you are just so sweet, even though your class is not very sweet, but it's okay.
I love it. Go on.
Shout out to Miss Guyton for the service opportunities. That's really helpful for getting our hours in and like makes us look good on college resumes.
We'll
so
say that.
Yeah.
We also love doing service because it impacts the community. And also special shout out to Miss Daniels and Miss Hearn, always so fun to talk to them, and they always have the best advice.
All right.
Shout out to Miss Daniel, because she's always there, and she's a really good college counselor. And shout out to my 8th grade religion teacher, because she taught me the use of religion in my life, in day-to-day life.
Oh, I love her already, girl.
She's awesome.
Period.
Shout out to Miss Newman, because she's my English teacher and my advisor, and she always puts a smile on my face when I see her first thing in the morning, and she's the best teacher ever.
I love it.
Shout out Miss Maxwell. You are still one of my favorite teachers to this day, and I don't know where I would be in life without you. I don't know where you are right now, but I am so happy that I have known you for so long.
Okay, shout out to Mr. Reynolds, because I've been with him for a while with my experience, and I'm in his class, and he wants the best for you,
and always puts a smile on my face.
Also, you're Mr. Reynolds. Yeah. Hey, y'all, we got Mr. Reynolds. We got to let him talk. Let's see why they all like him, okay? We have everybody talking. Come on in here, Mr. Reynolds. Come on, jump. It's Mr. Reynolds, sit down. Let me see why they like you so much, right? What is it? You got the good gummy bears, and you give them the good soda, the good bottled water. Tell me, why do they love you, Mr. Reynolds?
I don't think it's about me. I think it's about them. To see them right here, put them on the spot like this, and be able to talk to you, it fills my heart with joy. And just, I'm just amazed, and I'm lucky and blessed to be able to work with these girls every day. And they're the ones that bring smiles to my face because I just enjoy being around them, being able to be part of their education, their lives, in the school is just amazing. So this is a great opportunity. I appreciate you having us.
Oh, awesome. So tell me, what do you teach, Mr. Reynolds?
Right now, I do a little bit of my experience with the entrepreneurship cohort, which we have here today, and I teach personal finance and econ. Okay. And what else do I have? We had speech and debate. Thank you. I had speech and debate as well. But I've been to the school 17 years, so I've been doing a little bit of everything, and it's just been it's been great.
You are a staple then. So the kids graduate, and they come back. So now you're going into their weddings, and you're going into baby showers. You've been around a long time, Mr. Reynolds. But, you know, I was telling the young ladies the impact that you make on their life. Like, there was a teacher, Susan Brooks, made the impact on my life, right? I am today because of Susan Brooks spoke into my life, right? And a Mr. Stokes, right? He passed away, and God allowed me to go back to the school maybe 2 or 3 years after I got out, and life was better for me. He saw my life shift, right? But he ended up passing, but I was grateful I was able to go back. And so how did that make you feel when you hear these young ladies knowing, because I was going to ask you, what's your why? But I heard your why. Your why? Because you want to help them. But how do you relate to other educators that don't have the same testimony you have, right? Because there are some educators right now maybe don't like their job. They don't understand it's a true calling because of some of the children may not be as have the integrity that many of the Hutchinson girls. How do you encourage other educators to make sure, say, hey, y'all stay in this. I got 17 years in it, and I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Mm-hmm.
That's a great question, because you have days that you struggle, and I like what you said earlier about, you know, we don't always realize, you know, what everybody's story is when they come every day, mm-hmm. but, you know, and that's, I think that's part of it, is you just got to stick with it, and you got to persevere, and you got to get through it, and you got to know that we are having an impact every day when we wake up. We got to put that smile on our face, get in there and work with the kids, and know that, you know, on the other side, they're gonna have that impact in the world that we want to see them, and we know that they can have, because they're amazing kids, and they will go out there and they will do amazing things. So
they surely will. Thank you so much
for
all
you.
Miss Brown, come on in, sweetheart. We're Miss Brown, so both of y'all, come on. What's this? What's your teacher?
I'm director of community engagement. So thank you for engaging with us today.
Girl, you know I love community. Go get in this seat, honey. Let's talk about community engagement, because one of the girls said, they love because they get service hours, right? And then the other one said, don't say that. I love how that was like, don't tell them we really like need these hours for our college, right? But even though they're thinking they're getting the hours, but they're getting life lessons that they'll never forget, because people never forget how you make them feel the first time, right? So kind of talk about your role and why is it so important?
We at Hutchinson, we have an Institute for Responsible Citizenship, and there's 4 cohorts that are moving through the upper school. One is the entrepreneurship cohort that we have here today. Yep. So these are all former, these are going to be future women business owners. And then we also have the art and design team, and that's my cohort. So those girls are moving through the upper school, exploring careers and social impact through art and design. We also have civic engagement, and we also have a STEM cohort. And so the girl, you know, there's so much more to school than just going to classes now, right?
Yes, yes.
These girls at Hutchinson are so lucky because there's so much opportunity to engage in their community in meaningful ways, but also self-directed ways, and crafting a project that's that they're passionate about, and crafting a project around around something that they want to go learn more in, mm-hmm. and but that they also want to create impact in their community through.
I love it. And so I didn't know this was, let me be honest, I didn't know it was entrepreneurship, right? And so y'all girls, y'all rock. Wow, you know what, y'all rock. I've been in business 30 years, okay? So I started in business when I was 20 years young, and I've seen life shift. So I love y'all even the more, y'all. Y'all gonna be bad tail women rocking business owners. Y'all gonna have all the stuff going on and be like, I knew them. I know them. I know them. I knew they were gonna be great. So thank you for all that you do in making sure they have those skill sets beyond what they're getting in the books, but they have life skills. And I think that's when they're thinking that just getting the hours for their career, for their resume, but they're really getting some life skill that's going to shift their life when they get older. Miss Brown, what's going on, honey, honey,
oh,
honey?
Oh, I am loving life, living life. Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you. So you went to Hutchinson because you got 04. Oh, so here you are spreading the love to these babies because you are a graduate of Hutchinson. Tell us about your time at Hutchinson, why it made who you are today.
Wow, it is definitely a full circle moment being here with the ladies. I appreciated every single year I spent at Hutchinson. I was there from second grade all the way through graduating, you know, finishing in 12th grade and going off to college. I mean, Hutchinson prepared me so much. By the time I went to college, it was like, oh, this is college? This is not hard. This is very easy. But, you know, in being, I started school around the corner. I started at Ballantyne Elementary.
Okay.
So I literally was down the street from here, from Crosstown, and passed this every day of my life when I was here in Memphis and went to Hutchinson in second grade. And I really appreciate it affording the opportunities to experience new things, just thinking out the box, maybe spaces and places that my family may not have even thought to bring me to.
Yeah.
To Ms. Ford's point, just kind of being able to connect the young ladies in their visions and ideas to people like you in the community who can say, hey, yes, we can make this happen. Like, yeah. Think outside the box, dream big, no matter what. Like, yeah. Just do you and make it happen. You know? And so showing up and showing love for these Hutchinson girls is just, it fills my cup. It just overflows with joy.
I love it. So I'm not going to call you Miss Brown. I'm going to say Miss Hutchinson Woman. Hutchinson Woman. Hutchinson Woman. Let me tell you all, ladies, thank y'all for what you're doing. Thank you for your commitment to yourselves, right? So, you say, well, I'm doing what my parents say and I'm doing what my teachers say, but you really got to be committed to you to know that you will be, you are successful, right? And so, do anybody do affirmations in the morning? Anybody got anything they speak into their life every day?
I should.
You should. So now you are, right? Because every day I tell myself I am amazing, right? And I tell myself I am victorious, right? Because I have the victory through everything. I tell y'all, I'm really super spiritual, right? I love the Lord for real, for real, for real, for real, for real, right? But you have to have a higher power. That knowing that you're not doing it, your higher power leads you and guides you, right? And so, what's one of y'all tell me what y'all can switch out to my young ladies now? Go on, woman. And so, two people jump in. Okay, I want somebody to tell me what is a day in the life of a Hutchinson girl? How do your day start in the life of a Hutchinson girl?
So, our day starts at 8:30. Do you want like the whole schedule rundown?
Tell me what your day feels like, girl.
All right. So we have advisory from 8:30 to 8:37. A little bit random, but and then we have our first class at 8:40. We have classes for an hour and 20 minutes. And so we have even days being A, B, C, D, and then odd days being A, B, C, D, and then even days, so like day one, day two,
mm-hmm.
The numbers, you get it. It's a little bit confusing, but so we have our classes, we have a lot of study halls, we have a lot of downtime, and we have lunch, and then we also have Y Block, which is what we're in right now, and so we came on our field trip.
Okay,
yeah,
so I know y'all rushing, well, not rushing, but I thank y'all for your time, right? But I'm gonna tell you, can I be honest, what I really love when I come to y'all school, and you tell me why you love it. I think you're gonna love it too. Your cafeteria didn't look like our cafeteria, right? It looks like the fine dining that I like to eat at, girl. Yes. So tell me about that. Because I just need to come and eat there one day. Because I come with my Junior League sisters. But, baby, I said, I'm about to come eat lunch with y'all. Because that ain't a regular lunchroom.
Oh, La Bistro. We love La Bistro.
Okay.
Our favorite day would probably be ravioli day. Okay. Or
fried ravioli.
Fried ravioli.
Okay.
Cheese. It's so good. And we have varieties of things, but we always are... Chef Willie, he always provides for us.
Shout out Chef Willie!
But it's pretty good. We have a variety of like hot lunch, pizza, fruit, salad, sandwiches.
Okay. Chicken and rice.
Oh, and we love our jasmine rice.
I yes. love it. So ladies, thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. You are all amazing. I want to just tell y'all thank you. And I want you all then listening to know that I have the beautiful Hutchison girls has been with me on today. They're really making a big impact in the community. I want you to remember that their mission and their leadership is dedicated to academic excellence and to be the parallel development of mind, body, and spirit as it educates young women for success in college and the lives of integrity and responsible citizenship. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. It has been a plum pleasing pleasure being in the studios today. Know that I love you, baby. Absolutely positively love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Make this day, make this moment the best ever, and learn how to be the best you, baby, because everybody else is already taken. Keep your lock right here to WYXR FM 91.7.
Hey now. It's your pal Robert Gordon from Tuesday Afternoons at the Idle Hour. I don't know how to work the controls. I don't know what I'm going to play. and no one's going to make you listen. See you there.
WYXR Memphis.
Friend, this letter that maybe it might change her mind. You see, she saw me talking to an old girlfriend, and she thought we were trying to start an old flame again. Now she won't see me or talk to me on the phone because she thinks we really had something going. Listen, Abby, I know that your call has touched many hearts. Help me save this romance from falling apart. Yeah, Abby,
thing you might say. Well, help me in a great big way, Abby. I'm calling on you, Abby. Only one that I really, really love. That's what I was trying to explain when she saw me talking to that girl. Please help me, Abby. Now, I tried everything, but nothing I tried seemed to do. Oh, you were my last hope, that's why I wrote this letter to you. Abby, I don't mean to take up too much.